When will I turn away from Ya Rab? When will I, oh Allah, become good Ya Rab?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila. And as you may know that in this silsila, alhamdulillah, we are trying to highlight and learn about some of the major sins that have been mentioned in the Quran, the Ahadith, and by the Islamic scholars. And it is very important that we save ourselves from committing these sins. The first part of this is that we learn what are the major sins. And remember, my dear Islamic brothers, never ever commit a sin thinking to yourself that this sin is a very minor sin, because that minor sin could be the most heaviest on the day of judgment on the weighing scale. So we should not be committing any sins thinking that it's going to be a minor thing. But today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and in this silsila, the main purpose that this silsila, this program that we are having, is that we get to know what the major sins are and how important it is to keep away from them to save ourselves and other people as well. And again today, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla will be talking about another major sin. And sadly again, this major sin is very, very common in our society. Amongst every walks of life, every really department, you know, people are involved in this major sin. But before we start that, my dear Islamic brothers, let's all make good intentions. And whatever you are doing at the moment, just leave that for a short while. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, concentrate on the bayan. Maybe there'll be something that we can learn, that we can save our iman, and then inshallah save other Muslims' iman as well. Before we start, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, let's go through the blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This blessing is being written in Jami' Tirmidhi. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that on the day of judgment, the closest person to me would be the one who recited the most durood upon me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today inshallah azza wa jal, we'll be learning about another major sin. And this sin is riyakari, showing off. And sadly, this sin is so common in every walks of life. No matter if that person is religious or he's not religious, this sin, this major sin of showing off, you'll find that in children, you'll find that in adults, you'll find that in every walks of life, people are drowning in this sin. And we need to understand what this sin is, so that we can save ourselves. I want to mention a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioning the dangers of showing off. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, on the day of judgment, the first person who will be taken to account will be a martyr. And meaning that the first show off to be judged will be a martyr. Therefore, there is no contradiction between this hadith and the hadith which mentions the first judgment will be regarding Salah or a brutally murdered victim. The first worship to be taken to account is Salah. The first of human rights to be questioned about is murder. And the first show off to be judged is a martyr. So the first person who will be judged on the day of judgment, who has been drowned in this sin or showing off, is a martyr. When he will be brought, Allah Almighty will remind him of his favors, which the martyr will acknowledge. After this, Allah Azza wa Jal will say, What deed did you do in return for these favors? And the martyr, he will reply that I performed jihad for you until I was martyred. Allah Azza wa Jal will say that you are a liar. You performed jihad so that people will call you a brave man. And so they did. Then he will be sentenced to the fire of hell. And he will be dragged to hell on his face and thrown in. Now, meaning with immense humiliation, like a dead dog pulled by his legs, he will be thrown off the edge of the fire of hell. The depth of hell is millions of times greater than the distance between the earth and the sky. The second person will be brought who acquired an imparted knowledge and learnt the Holy Quran. So he will be a qari, an alim. And Allah Azza wa Jal will also remind him of his favors. And he too will acknowledge them. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will ask him, what did you do in return for these favors? And he will respond, O Allah, I acquired knowledge and taught it to others and learnt about the Holy Quran for you. Allah Azza wa Jal will say, you are a liar. You acquired knowledge to become known as a scholar. And you learnt the Holy Quran so that you would be called a qari. So you were. Thereafter, he too will be sentenced to the fire of hell. And hence, he will also be dragged on his face and thrown into the fire of hell. Then, a wealthy man shall be brought who was granted a lot of money by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala will remind him of his favors and he too will acknowledge them. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will ask him, what did you do in return for these favors? His response will be that I spent my money in your path wherever it was needed. Allah Azza wa Jal will reply, you are a liar. You spent money so that you will be called a generous person. And so you were called. Then he will also be sentenced to the fire of hell. And he too shall be dragged on his face to the fire of hell and then thrown inside it. Al-Abanu wal-Hafiz. My dear Islamic brothers, regarding this hadith, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned, it has been learnt that just as a sincere deed leads to paradise, a good deed done to show off leads to the fire of hell and humiliation. Here, a martyr, a scholar, and a generous man, all of whom showed off, have been mentioned because they performed the best of deeds apparently. Now, if these deeds were ruined due to showing off, then what about all the other deeds? The same applies to any hajj, zakat or salah performed to show off. So here, my dear Islamic brothers, we should learn that whatever we do should only be to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever we do, whatever, if it's any ibadah or we do a favor on someone, that favor, that ibadah should not be done so that we please other people. It should not be done for other people. It should be only done for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. You give out a loan to someone, you help someone, you marry off someone, you help someone who is in need. Don't do any of these good deeds so that you can please them or people will call you a generous person. We've just heard about this hadith. How this generous person will be thrown into the fire of hell. So whatever we do, my dear Islamic brothers, never ever do any worship and any deed so that we can please other people. You can't please the creation, only please the creator. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will get a response, we will get a return. And we should do these good deeds only with a good intention so that we can do it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And remember, my dear Islamic brothers, whatever good deed we do, sometimes a person, he will do something good for someone, he will help them, and then he will keep on reminding them. Do you remember who I am? I am the one who gave you that money when you needed it so desperately. It was me who did this for you. It was me who did this for you. So a person, he will keep on reminding the people the favor is done upon them. And this is not allowed in Islam. Because that favor, if you've done it for the sake of Allah, then you'll forget it. But if you have done it to please and to show off in front of that person, and then what will happen? All that good deed will be wasted. But no, not only wasted, there will be punishment coming after that as well. In the same way, my dear Islam brothers, to start off with, our nafs and shaitan do not let us do good deeds in the first place. And secondly, if we do succeed in struggling to do good, then our nafs and shaitan try their best to prevent our worship from being accepted. You know, how many people, you know, will be doing these good deeds for the self? For example, just let's take salah for an example, namaz. 95% of the people, Amir al-Sunnah, he once mentioned in his bayan, 95% of the Muslims don't offer their salah today. And then, if they, out of them 95%, if someone does succeed in offering his salah, and then again that salah was not for the pleasure of Allah, it was just to show off in front of people. Yeah? Whereas, that is a deed, a good deed, but because it was done with the wrong intention, there will be no reward to that. And then, my dear Islamic brothers, the shaitan will prevent a person from doing something good in the first place. But then when a person does that action, the shaitan, he will try his utmost best to destroy that deed. And to destroy that deed will be that he will make a person show off in front of them. Now, for example, a person, when you meet someone, and then without anyone asking, people say, I keep fasting. Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, 3 months I keep fasting. Now, why is that person including Ramadan there? Ramadan is farz upon you anyway. You have to keep them no matter what. Yeah, only if you are ill or there's any other valid shari reasons, then that's fine. Shariat gives ijazat. But if there's nothing wrong, then why are you telling people? And even why are you telling people that you keep fasting in the month of Rajab, Shaban, and Ramadan? People, they're not interested. They don't want to know that. But because that person needs to tell them, you know, he's telling them how pious he is. He's telling them how good of a person he is that he keeps fasting. And then if he gives money to someone, yeah, he'll make sure that people are aware of this good deed. He gives some people he gives a few funds to the orphan. He gives a few pounds in the masjid. He'll make sure that the Imam Sahib, he makes an announcement. The committee members, they make an announcement. And some of the masjids, this is what happens on a Friday. You know, this is what happens. You got a great list of people donated money to the masjid. So-and-so gives in a pound, so-and-so gives 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, yeah? So all this, why? Why does anyone else need to know what I've done for the sake of Allah? So that just proves that we've given this money, not for the pleasure of Allah, but just to show off, just to let people know how good I am, how generous I am. You know, you've given this money in the way of Allah, we haven't done no favors, because Allah Ta'ala is the one who's given us this wealth. And then we are spending it in His way, so that Allah Ta'ala can be pleased with us, and He rewards us with paradise and His pleasure on the day of judgment, so that we can save our iman, we can get a good life in the grave. On the day of judgment when we rise, we want Allah Ta'ala to be happy with us. So that's why we are spending that money. And that money was not given to us so that we can spend it here and there. That money should have been spent in the way of Allah anyway. So if we've spent it in the way of Allah, why do I want the second person to know? And then you want your name to be, your photograph to be taken, mentioned in the newspapers. Or then, you know, circulated around, people will be giving out leaflets, you know, with their photo on, holding a great, huge check with 10 people holding a check. And this is what we've gathered, we've fundraised, and we are giving to so-and-so cause. Why do you need to do that for? Why do you need to make people know that you've done this? Why do you need to have a photo of yours in a newspaper? Why does your photo need to be circulated on the internet so that so-and-so's given that much money? Look at the lives of the Sahaba-i-Kiram. They gave their lives for the sake of the deen. They've given up their families, their children, for the sake of deen. But their intention, my dear Islam brothers, was for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And today, what are we doing? And then another person, he might say that, I fast on the 13th, 14th and 15th of every month. Some people mention the numbers of Hajj and Umrah they've done. You know, people ask you this common question, oh, how many times Hajj have you done? You know, even if they've done Hajj once or twice, they say, oh, I've done it many times. Yeah, so many times means a lot of times, not once or twice. But people want to mention that because they want people to know that this is, alhamdulillah, how pious they are. This is how good they are. This is how God-fearing they are. That they go on, yeah, I go on Hajj every year. I do Umrah twice a year. I go Hajj for every year. I've sponsored a hafiz. I've sponsored a masjid. I've made a masjid in so-and-so place. I've got so many people married off. You know, I've given so much money. This is so much zakat I've given. You know, to give zakat was farz upon you anyway. You had to give that anyway. So why are you telling other people that you have given so much zakat? So all these things, my dear Islamic brothers, people want other people to know that they have done these good deeds. And that is what you call showing off. And I want to just mention, you know, let's start off with what is the definition of showing off. What does he mean by showing off? A beautiful quotation from Bahari Shariat. It is that what is showing off? To worship with an intention or purpose other than to please Allah Azza wa Jal is showing off. For example, to worship with the intention to impress other people so that they praise you, respect you and give you money. That is what you call showing off. The levels of showing off. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he has written that there are many levels of showing off. And for each level there is a different ruling. In some cases, showing off are minor polytheism, shirk asghar. Some are haram, forbidden, and some are makruh, they are disliked. Some are sawab, reward. However, whenever we mention the word showing off, most of the time it refers generally to those things that are prohibited, that those things that are not allowed in Islam. Allah Azza wa Jalla Himself has commanded us to save ourselves from showing off. In the Quran, Surah Al-Kahf, para number 16, verse number 110, translation from Kanzul Iman. So whoever hopes to meet his Lord, he must perform good deeds and not assign anyone as a partner in the worship of his Rabb Azza wa Jal. And whilst commenting on this sacred verse, the Mufassirin, the commentators of the Quran, have written that one should not show off, as this is a form of polytheism. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the thing I fear most for you is minor polytheism, shirki asghar. People asked, what is minor polytheism? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he replied, showing off. And this is the first hadith which refers to showing off as a minor polytheism. A polytheist worships with the intention of pleasing his false gods, and a show-off Muslim worships with the intention of pleasing those who he has falsely made his purpose, i.e. he intends to please other people. And this is why a show-off is a polytheist of a low level, and this act of his is polytheism of a lower level. Since the belief of a show-off is not corrupt, but his deeds and intentions are, and an open polytheist believes are corrupt, as well as his actions and intentions. Therefore, showing off was referred to as minor polytheism. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in Sunan Ibn Majah, hadith number 4204. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that we were talking about Masih Dajjal, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the knower of the unseen, he came and he says, shall I not inform you of something that I fear for you more than the Masih Dajjal? We humbly said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do so. And he replied, it is shirke khafi, the hidden polytheism. A man stands for salah and prolongs it because someone else is watching him performing his salah. How many times have we fallen into the trap of the shaitan? Whereas when you are reading your salah, when there is no one there, we'll be doing our sajda, our ruku, our tashahud. We'll be reading them so quickly. We'll finish our namaz and then straight to the door. Out we go of the masjid. But when there's a few people around, yeah, we'll make sure we read it slow. And when there's a lot of people around, we make sure that we read it slowly. We do the sajda properly. We do the ruku properly. So why is it that when we are alone, our salah is different, and when we are in front of people, our salah is different? That is what you call a two-faced person. That person is two-faced because he wants other people to see, to know what he is doing. Sayyidina Shaddad bin Aws radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, whoever fasts to show off has committed polytheism, and whoever offered salah to show off has committed polytheism, and whoever gave charity to show off has committed polytheism. And these three are the greatest of ibadahs in Islam. So my dear Islam brothers, there are two types of polytheism. One is open polytheism, shirke jali, and the other is hidden polytheism, shirke khafi. And open polytheism is committed by polytheists and idol worshippers publicly, and hidden polytheism is showing off. It can be said that open polytheism is polytheism in creed and showing off is polytheism in deeds. This hadith teaches us that it is also possible to show off whilst fasting. Yeah, you're fasting. No one should know it's between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. This deed that this person, he is worshipping Allah Ta'ala so that only he should know, no one else. And then when a person gives charity, we know, we hear from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the scholars, they have mentioned that, you know, give in the way of Allah with your right hand so that your left hand doesn't even know. But, you know, the things are, they're different. You give with your right hand, you know, and forget the left hand, the whole world should know what I've given. You fasting for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, instead of only you and Allah, everyone should know. Everyone should know that I'm fasting. And these are the kind of things, my dear Islam brothers, that we need to learn about. And this is a major sin. This is a sin that could destroy our deeds. And then in return, this is a sin that could destroy our iman. Another hadith in Shu'b al-Iman, hadith number 3141. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, on another occasion, keep avoiding hidden polytheism, which is for a person to perfect his ruku and sujood in salah for people who are watching. So again, namaz, salah has been taken as an example in this hadith. That people will do their ruku, their sujood properly. They'll make sure that everything is 100%. Why? People are watching him. But when you are alone, when there's no one there watching, our ruku, the back isn't straight. When we do sujood, the seven bones that should be touching the ground, they're not even touching. Our feet are not even, you know, the toes are not even facing the Qibla. The nose is not touching on the ground. Why? Because there's no one watching me. Yeah, so quickly we just want to take this, you know, mazallah, as it's thought as a burden on our shoulders. Just read namaz and then that's it. Go away. But when people are watching, we want to do everything perfectly. Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw a man who was crying and he asked him, why are you crying? And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I heard something from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, which I remembered and it made me cry. Subhanallah. You know, look at the Sahaba ikram. Whenever they remembered these things of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it would bring tears to their eyes. They would start to cry. But what about our condition? Including myself as well. What is our condition? Nothing, my dear Islam brothers. Hardly anything changes. We just hear it. And I've just mentioned it, nothing, there's no change inside us. He further said, I heard the greatest, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, I fear hidden polytheism and concealed desires for my ummah. I asked, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will your ummah commit polytheism, shirk after you? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, yes, but they will not worship the moon, the sun, the stones and the idols. Rather, they will show off in their deeds. And concealed desire is that a man will fast in the morning, but then break his fast to satisfy a desire. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he commentates on this part of the hadith, that he will fast in the morning, but then break it to satisfy a desire. He writes the meaning of this, that he would have started his fast, but then if he received an invitation for a good meal or someone offered him some juice or drink, he would break his fast for that food or the juice or drink. Or he intended that he would fast today, but when he saw a delicious thing, his intentions merely changed because of his nafs, his ego and his desires. That he will see something delicious and he will not be able to control himself and he breaks his fast. Coming back to our topic, showing off, I just want to mention some of the destructions that this will lead to for a person. Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions inside the Holy Quran, para number 3, Surah Baqarah, verse number 264. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O people who believe, do not nullify your charities by boasting of your favors and causing harm, like one who spends his wealth for showing to people. And those who do these good actions, the Quran has mentioned who these people are. Allah Ta'ala, he says inside the Holy Quran, para number 5, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 38, translation from Kanzul Iman, and those who spend their wealth to show off to the people, and do not believe in Allah and know the last day, and whoever has shaitan as a companion. What an evil companion he is. So from this verse, my dear Islam brothers, we find that anyone who does these actions to please other people, in the Quran it says that that person, he is a friend of the shaitan. And then in another place, in para number 30, Suratul Ma'un, verse number 4 to 7, translation from Kanzul Iman. So devastation to those offering prayer, those performers of salah who are neglectful of their salah, those who exercise, show off, and do not give when they ask for a small article of use. And then those people who do these actions will be wasted, they'll be thrown away. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, para number 12, Suratul Hud, verse number 15 and 16, translation from Kanzul Iman. Whoever desires the life of this world and its luxuries, we shall give them the full reward for their deeds in it and not make any reduction in it. These are the ones for whom there is nothing in the hereafter except the fire, and all that they used to do there has gone to waste and all their deeds are destroyed. So my dear Islam brothers, those people who do these actions, who show off, you know, like I mentioned before, it could be any walks of life, any person. We've just heard about three of the most, you know, major worships that will be destroyed. Fasting, reading salah, giving in charity, destroyed. Why? Because a person will show off. And then, whatever ibadah that a person does to please other people other than Allah Azza wa Jal, everything will be destroyed. So a person who's got a good voice, he'll read the Quran in a very beautiful voice. Yeah? But what the intention will be is to show off in front of people so that people will know that how beautiful voice he has. Again, for the muballighin, you know, those people who do bayans, who do lectures, yes, these bayans that, you know, I've got a good voice, I can get the audience, I can make them sit there for hours and hours, I can do a bayan, they don't get bored. Why are you telling other people for? Yeah? Why? The reason for telling other people is that they will think, yeah, this guy is great. This guy knows how to speak. This guy is awesome. Yeah, end of day, all that bayan, all that time and effort that you've done, all wasted. A hafiz of the Quran. My memory is good. I finished hifaz in so many months. I read so many tarawis. I read shabina. I read nafal salah. I read the full Quran. You know, mentioning all that, what was the reason? The reason was so that people will think that this guy is awesome. This guy is, you know, out of the world. He knows the Quran inside out. You know, he's such a pakka hafiz. But then again, my dear Islam brothers, all that worship, all that effort that we put into our ibadat will all be wasted. And not only wasted, this ibadat will be rejected in the court of Allah. A show-off who endures pain to please people will appear empty-handed in the court of Allah. You know, he'll have no good deeds at all. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that Allah Ta'ala does not accept any deeds of a person who desires fame, show off, or anyone who stays involved in fun and amusement. So what was the desire? What was the reason why we did this ibadat? The reason was that I am doing it to please other people, to show off in front of other people. You know, for me to stand up and do a bayan, for me to appear on Madani channel. That is something for me to really ponder over. Why am I doing this bayan? Why am I here? And why am I talking? And the reason should be, I am doing for the pleasure of Allah. And this is what Amir al-Sunnah, alhamdulillah, he keeps on doing this tarbiyat for the muballighin. And there are so many study circles, yeah, that the Madani Markaz has for muballighin. And alhamdulillah, the greatest thing that we learn is how we should be saving our ibadat. My dear Islam brothers, another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, written in At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib, hadith number 54, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that Allah does not accept the deed which has riyah, showing off, in it even equivalent to a mustard seed. You know, so your deed will be huge. You'll be given so much money, millions of pounds in the way of Allah, but there is only a slight bit of show off, that deed is wasted. The four names that will be given to a person on the day of judgment. And seriously, let's just think. If these names were people called us by these names in this world, we'll probably you know, start hitting them. We'll kill them. You know, who the hell are you to call me these names? But these are the names that a person will be called on the day of judgment. Let's listen to the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, someone asked him that, O Prophet of Allah, what will lead us to salvation in the afterlife? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, do not be disloyal to Allah. He asked again, how can anyone be disloyal to Allah? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, in a way that you carry out some commandment given by Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but with the intention of pleasing someone other than Allah ta'ala. Therefore, keep avoiding showing off, because this is associating partners with Allah, and on the day of judgment, a show off will be called by four names, O sinner, O deceiver, O infidel, O loser. Your deed was ruined and your reward went to waste. Today there is no share for you. O you who attempted to deceive, now go and seek your reward from whomever you would act for. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, we've heard so many things about showing off. And even it says that paradise is haram for that person who shows off. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that Allah ta'ala has made paradise haram for every person who shows off. So those people who show off all their deeds, whatever good that they have done, Allah ta'ala will throw these people into the fire of hell. And then another, a person, he'll be wanting his reward. You know, you've done something wrong, you want the reward. And on the day of judgment, that people, that person, when he'll be standing in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will humiliate that person. And he will be told, you did not intend to please Allah Ta'ala with your deeds, rather you wanted public praise. So go to them and ask them for your reward. How will they give him anything when they themselves will be in need of good deeds? So we'll be, with every person, will be worried about himself. He'll be worried about, you know, trying to get some good deeds for himself. We will not be bothered about other people. We will not be bothered about other people. Every person will be worried about himself and himself alone. And then, my dear Islam brothers, a person who will have no share in the afterlife. So a person who shows off, who does riyakari, he not only destroys his world. Okay, you might get some benefit that, you know, people might give you money, people might praise you. That is some benefit that you will get in this world. But remember, there will be no share for that kind of a person on the day of judgment. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports a saying from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give this nation the glad tidings of light, elevation and control on the earth, and whoever worships for worldly profit will have no share in the afterlife. So just imagine, no share in the afterlife. On the day of judgment, there will be no good deeds. A person, he'll be, obviously, you know, for example, if you are in a place and you've been depositing your wealth or your goods or your money into a place, yeah, you've done business and you've given your money in a place, obviously you want some return from that. Now what will happen is, my dear Islam brother, that person, he will be wanting his return, and the return will be the hereafter. But when he sees on the day of judgment, there will be no return. There will be nothing there. So here, my dear Islam brothers, we've just heard about one of the major greatest sins. And that sin is the sin of showing off. So it's really, really important that we scare ourselves. We scare ourselves. Yeah, what I'm saying is we need to be thinking to ourselves, what if I do anything, I should always do it for the pleasure. So what if people don't praise me? So what if people don't find out about my good deed? So, you know, instead of, my dear Islam brothers, trying to show off to people, this is what I done, or this is what I can do, we should always think to ourselves, what if I do this, and if I fall into the trap of showing off, if that is, everything will be destroyed. And then, my dear Islam brothers, the shaitan, obviously, he doesn't want us to be enjoying our life in this world and the hereafter. So keep, my dear Islam brothers, keep care, keep watching your good deeds as well, so that they are not wasted. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, join us again in the silsila where we will be highlighting more major sins so that we can save ourselves and the ummah as well. May Allah Ta'ala save our iman, and may Allah Ta'ala keep us away from showing off. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
When will I turn away from sins, یا رب؟ When will I